Your book tells the story of John Tanaka of Juneau and the whole Juneau Japanese-American community and the internment that happened along with other Japanese-Americans from around Southeast. How did you get involved first in this project?
Well, it came quite by accident, really, and not by accident. My sister, Marjorie, who is chair of the Empty Chair Project, had a very good friend from third grade forward, and her name was Mary Tanaka, which is John's sister. And we didn't know about what had happened to their family until I think Marjorie was in college. But Mary wasn't ready to talk about it. And time passed, and we both had been doing some reading on the internment. And we went to a presentation to Betty Marriott's home in Juneau, who was also an internee. And she was doing a presentation on her experience and her family's experience being interned. And there was a book on the table. It was called Minidoka Interlude. And Margie started flipping through it quietly. And at one point, she slipped the book over to my lap, and she had her finger pointed to Mary Tanaka's name. And you know, there's always something about seeing names that have an effect. And we went home and we started talking about it, and how we were pretty devastated to see that, and decided that with our experience, we knew that there had been memorials to Japanese who were interned during the war, but I was pretty sure there wasn't anything in Juneau that would recognize what happened to our Japanese community. So we decided to look into it, which we did, and we found a historian. Her name is Marie Darlin here in Juneau, and she's well known throughout the state. And she said she would meet with us. And when we met with her, she told us she had a file she'd been keeping for a very long time. And in that file was the story of what essentially became the empty chair. Not only did she know John Tanaka, she'd been to the graduation, both the graduation that they gave him before he left Juneau and the graduation that they had in memory of him and all the Japanese people who were taken and by leaving an empty chair at the actual graduation. So that's kind of how we got involved in starting something. We first were thinking of a plaque down where the City Cafe, whose father, Mary's father, had the City Cafe, owned it, and was well known in town. And we thought, well, maybe a plaque someplace down where City Cafe used to be. And eventually, it evolved into the empty chair because of Mary's comments about the empty chair. So that's how we got involved.
So what was it like for you researching this book and going through the process of seeing that statue put in and talked to a number of people who had been interned, as well as some of the Junoites who were there and watched as it was happening? Or?
Well, where to start?
Did people want to talk about it? Were they just wanting to leave it in the past? Or?
Well, I should tell you, at the same time that I was researching the book, well, I actually started because I thought there should be some history and something, a pamphlet or a booklet during the dedication that we could hand out. And I was very curious about this community. You know, once you get involved in something, it's easy to follow your nose. And, you know, I wanted to know who these people were. I didn't really know Mary's family. I'd been to the City Cafe, and I knew that her father owned it, but I really didn't know anything else about other, and I had a Japanese friend in grade school, but I didn't really know a lot about the families. And so I just started doing research about it, trying to find out who these people were. And along the way, Greg Cheney started a film, because he was just interested, an interested person as well. And he went to Seattle and met Mary and Alice Tanaka. Alice is Mary Tanaka's sister. And they interviewed two, what would we call them? Well, they were originally from Japan, and they were quite elderly. And the interesting thing about that, when they were interviewing these gentlemen, they couldn't quite understand why anybody would want to know the story about their internment. They kept saying, why would anybody want to know this? you know, as the interview went on. So Greg did interviews, and he also shared them with me, and I shared information with him. So we informed each other's projects. So The Empty Chair is the name of his DVD, and it complements Quiet Defiance as well. So I give credit to those interviews, and they were really a staple. The other research source, first-person source for me was Alice Tanaka Hikito, Mary's sister Alice. She was a wealth of information because she was 8 years old. And so she had a lot of, you know, you can imagine such an event happening would have quite an impact on her. So I often say that this book was written by email, because what happened was, after I had created this booklet and following the dedication, Mary and Alice and my sister Marjorie, who was the chair of the Empty Chair Project, decided that we needed a book. And then they just looked at me. And, you know, after, let's see, the whole thing started in 2010, and the dedication was in 2014. And, you know, we were really going huckledy-buck because, you know, we're not getting any younger, and we knew that time was of the essence and that our generation was passing, and we really needed to tell the story. So I really had to take a deep breath, but it really did write itself, and it was an honor to be trusted to tell the story.
Your book mentions a few of the Petersburg families that went to this camp as well.
Yes, Sam Keto's family and the Komatsubura family, who had lived in Petersburg. Mr. Komatsubura met Mr. Tanaka in Minidoka internment camp. And after the war, of course, Mr. Tanaka was getting up in age, and he wanted partners. And so Mr. Komatsubura came to Juneau to became one of the partners with Mr. Tanaka, as well as the Taguchi brothers here. And Sam Keto's family came to Juneau briefly after the war.
And I know one of the amazing stories there is that Harry Keto was born in one of the on the way to one of the camps.
Actually, the assembly center was in Seattle in the Puyallup Fairgrounds, if you can imagine. These hastily constructed places where they had to stay for, well, I think it was about 4 months. That was the first place. And Harry was born in a hospital, but actually was the first one baby born from that camp. And then they went from Puyallup to Minidoka.
What was it like when the statue was finally dedicated in 2014? Pretty emotional, I imagine.
Oh, my, yes. For everybody. But, you know, at the same time, it was really a celebration that there's a little bit of justice was being accomplished, that it was amazing to all of us. My husband, Roger, who's here with me, was a major fundraiser. He was always amazed at how he'd go ask somebody if they were interested in contributing to the Empty Chair Project. And to a person, they were happy to not only contribute, but say, if you don't have enough, would you please come back and ask me again? Because they knew the Taguchis, and they knew the Tanakas, and they were in our generation. So we had wonderful response from the community. We never actually had a kickoff fundraising effort. It was just a labor of love for these people and concern for what had happened to them, and wanted to to write it as much as, you know, anybody can. So during the dedication, it was a wonderful, moist day, but it was a wonderful turnout and support of the project. So yes, it was emotional. And the museum exhibit was wonderful. The Juneau Douglas City Museum had a reception following that, and there were celebrations and receptions and welcome home to the 8 representatives of the families.
What will you be talking about during your visit to Petersburg?
I'm still working on that, but I hope to just do some highlights and to give a little PowerPoint with some slides so that Petersburg can actually see some of these people and what we did in terms of the dedication, and just a few slides and invite any questions about the project.
Is it still important to have this discussion more than 75 years? I know we just passed a big milestone, February 19th, 75 years ago, when the President Roosevelt actually signed the decree that the internment happen. Is it still important to have this discussion at this point?
Well, at this, the climate that we're living in at this point, I think it's even more important. It seems almost providential that we're talking about this at a time when a lot of what's going on nationally in terms of limiting things. And it's a little scary to think that we've come to this where we have to be concerned about a certain group of people being discriminated against. So I think it's a very timely subject. I hope it does promote conversation.